Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, January 5th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. In what is now a common occurrence, air alerts went off across Ukraine yesterday, with Politico reporting that Ukraine had shot down some 80 Iranian drones this week alone. According to Ukrainian Air Force spokesman Yuri Ihnat, who spoke with Politico, the Ukrainian air defense has destroyed 540 Iranian kamikaze drones since the beginning of September. Ihnat credited the successful Ukrainian air defense to the presence of some 30 German Gepard or Cheetah air defense systems sent by Germany to Ukraine. Seven additional systems are reportedly on the way. The highly anticipated Patriot missile defense system from the U.S. is also expected to arrive in Ukraine in the coming weeks, according to Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba. In December, Washington announced another package of military aid worth almost $2 billion U.S. dollars, which included delivering the first battery of the Patriot anti-missile defense system to Ukraine. The U.S. is also looking at ways to block Iranian drone shipments at the source by targeting Iranian drone production through sanctions, export controls, and talks with private companies whose parts were used in production, according to National Security Council spokeswoman Adrian Watson. Today is day 316 of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Polish government on Wednesday signed a $1.4 billion U.S. dollar deal to buy 116 Abrams tanks from the United States as part of efforts to bolster Poland's defenses. Yesterday's high-profile signing ceremony in Warsaw was led by Polish Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak and attended by the U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission in Poland, Daniel Lawton. Błaszczak told those at Wednesday's ceremony that the U.S.-made tanks would help Poland effectively deter a potential aggressor and will also increase the security of the entire eastern flank of NATO. The Polish Central Bank's rate-setting Monetary Policy Council left interest rates unchanged on Wednesday, keeping the 6.75% reference rate set last September. The panel delivered nearly a dozen rate hikes in 2022 in an effort to contain surging consumer prices, including the last increase in September. Inflation in Poland hit 17.5% in November, according to an estimate by the country's statistics office. The Polish team of tennis stars has advanced to the semifinals of the United Cup in Australia after beating Italy 3-2 yesterday in the quarterfinals. The powerful mixed doubles duo of Iga Świątek and Hubert Hurkacz earned the decisive point for Team Poland, overpowering Italy's Camilla Rosatello and Lorenzo Musetti in two sets on Wednesday. The Polish team now heads to Sydney for the semifinals, set to take place on Friday and Saturday. Polish ski jumpers are approaching their Jubilee 100th victory in World Cup competition after teammate Dawid Kubacki won the third leg of the prestigious Four Hills Ski Jumping Tournament in Innsbruck, Austria on Wednesday. Kubacki was followed by Norway's Halvor Egner Granerud in second place and Slovenia's Anze Lanisek in third place. Teammates Kamil Stoch finished just shy of the podium in fifth place, with Piotr Żyła coming in 10th and Pavel Wonsek just making the top 20. This year's Four Hills series will conclude with an event in Austria's Bischofshofen on Friday, with Norway's Granerud comfortably in the lead in the general classification, some 23.3 points ahead of Kubacki.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cool with a chance of rain showers throughout the day and a strong breeze coming in from the west and later north. Temperatures will start out close to a high of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit in the morning before dropping below freezing to a low of negative 2 degrees centigrade or 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Cold, cloudy weather is expected tomorrow with a chance for snow showers in the early afternoon. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.